This is an interview with Beatrice Guerra for Youngstown State University on the Shenango Valley during the Depression by Marilyn Lease at Major, Ohio, July 29, 1982 at 6:30 p.m. Okay, first of all, when were you born? What year and where?
I was born in Windsor, PA. December 23rd, 1912.
Okay. What were your parents' name?
Richard and Hulda Horner.
No, that's fine. That's fine. What nationalities were they?
Dutch.
Dutch.
Holland Dutch.
Okay. Did they immigrate here, or did their ancestors?
Their ancestors.
Okay. How many children were in your family?
Just a brother and myself.
Okay, was he older or younger than you?
Older.
Older, by how many years?
3.5.
3.5, okay. What did your father do for a living?
He was a carpenter.
Uh-huh. Did your mother work at all?
No, only sewing. She did sewing for other people.
I see. Did she, during the Depression, did she take in more work at this time? Can you remember?
Sewing, and I think she did some washings for other people.
How was your father's work as a carpenter?
We left Windsor to live in Meadville when the Depression came, because he got more work in Meadville.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I left.
I see. Okay. What were some of your duties as a child? We'll just say teenager.
Well, as a teenager, when I was a freshman, I worked after school at a drugstore every night on Saturdays and Sundays. And then when the times got real bad and they laid me off there, I worked at a dry cleaning place during school.
Okay. What kind of games did you play as a child?
Oh, baseball, hide and go seek,
Did the girls play with the boys? And
yes, we all played together.
Did you have any pets or animals at home?
Oh, yeah, we always had a dog.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Did your family have any other animals, like chickens or
my mother raised
like that?
Chickens, yeah.
Mm-hmm. For the eggs and for the
meat.
They were,
yeah, we ate them too.
Okay, where did you go to school at?
Well, I went to grade school in Windsor, and then I started high school in Meadville.
Mm-hmm. What year did you graduate?
1932.
Okay. What subjects did you have in school?
Oh, gee, I had English and algebra and history. And
what were some of the school activities at this time?
We used to play basketball.
Girls?
Yeah. Just in gym classes, though. They didn't have a team.
Mm-hmm.
Not in Meadville. They did in Windsor. I played on a team in Windsor, mm-hmm. but not when I came to Meadville, they didn't have a team.
Did they have a band?
Yes.
Chorus?
Uh-huh.
Plays?
Yeah.
Things like that? Okay. What did you do after graduation?
I got married.
Mm-hmm.
Same year.
In 1932?
Yeah.
And did you meet your husband in Meadville?
Yes, but then I moved to Sharon and I have lived here ever since.
Okay, since 1932.
Yeah.
Okay, where did young people go on dates at this time? Like, what did they do for fun?
Dances mostly and picture shows.
How much were the shows at this time?
Oh, I think only about 50 cents during the Depression.
Uh-huh.
If they were that, I think it was around 50 mm-hmm. cents, though. And dances, too, were only about 50 cents or a dollar.
Okay. As a newlywed, where did you live?
On West State Street, mm-hmm. in an upstairs apartment.
How much did you pay for rent?
$15 for a beautiful five-room apartment with hardwood floors. And it was real nice for $15.
Okay. Where did your husband work at?
Sharon Steele.
Sharon Steele. Can you remember how many days he worked?
When we first got married, it was only about 2 or 3 days a week, and then it got only 2 days a week for a while.
What did he do at the Sharon Still?
He was a coal roller.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Can you remember how much he would make on an average of a week, weekly basis, monthly basis?
Oh, I can't remember that.
Okay. Where did you go grocery shopping and shopping in general?
We didn't have a car, so we shopped down at Dane's down at the bottom of the hill. I used to walk down there for
mm-hmm.
my groceries.
Can you remember what the store looked like? What was
oh,
it?
Oh, yeah. It was just a small family store. You
uh-huh.
know, it wasn't a big store, but they had everything there.
Did they like fresh meats?
No, I used to go for my fresh meat over to Messersmith's. They had about 2 stores up the street. They had a meat store, and I got my meats there.
Did they usually have any kind of grocery that you would want? Were there any shortages or anything?
During the war, you mean?
Well, yeah. Just mainly like during the 30s. Any shortages?
Well, there were shortages in everything there. People didn't have money to buy anything,
uh-huh.
you know.
Mm-hmm.
So people just didn't have hardly anything to eat. I mean, they just did what they had or what they canned.
Mm-hmm. Did you have a garden yourself?
Yes.
And did you can?
Yes, we canned everything.
Okay. What was your normal day like?
What? Before I had children or after I had children?
Before.
Before. Well, before I did a lot of crafts. I mean, I did a lot of embroidery and made quilts and crocheted.
Mm-hmm.
After I had my housework done, my
mm-hmm.
washing and my ironing and things like that, and I got in swimming down at St. John's, and I used to go down there every day at about noon, and I'd swim till about 4 o'clock, and I took my senior life saving.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Did it cost you anything
no,
to
not
swim?
No, not that.
It was free.
It was free then, yeah. We worked for the Cap Esterline, who was was there, and he gave us a senior life saving, and then we worked for him afterwards,
mm-hmm.
helping other kids get their senior
I see.
Life saving.
Okay. Did you work at all during this time?
I started to work at Hyde's, but I only worked at Hyde's for about 6 weeks, I think.
Okay, what was Hyde's?
A drugstore.
A drugstore?
The same as a drugstore, Rexall store, just like I worked in Amelia.
Mm-hmm. How many hours a week did you work?
Well, I started working 40 hours a week, but I only worked about 6 weeks, and I got pregnant at 06, so I had to quit.
Oh, I see. Okay. What year was this?
1937.
I see. Okay. What were your holidays like?
Oh, we always had real nice holidays. Not much money, but we always had things that meant a lot to us, you know.
Mm-hmm.
One present was all we ever got at holidays. That was it. But we always had a Christmas tree, and it was always with our families.
Mm-hmm.
My brother and his wife, and me and my husband was always with my mother and father.
I see.
Holidays.
Okay. What was the mood of the people like during the Depression?
They were happy people, I think. Sometimes I think they were as happy then as more happy than they are now with the abundance that they have
mm-hmm.
now of money and material things. They had just an awful lot to do then without any money. Like
mm-hmm.
we'd go to each other's homes and play cards or just visit. And it just seemed to be more peaceful then.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Let's see. Getting back to your apartment, how was it furnished, or did you have to furnish it yourself?
No, we had to furnish it. That was fun.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What kind of appliances did you have?
Well, I had a washer that I had to wash in the kitchen and carry my clothes up and down the stairs because it was on the second floor.
Mm-hmm.
And I had a sweeper, I think. But my furniture and most of those things I got from my mother and father because they refurnished their home and they gave me all their old things.
I see. Okay.
So I started with their older things, which
okay.
was nice to me.
Yeah. Were you on a budget at this time? Like, where you put back so much money for food, so much money for bills, things like that.
And for gas and for electric, everything. Yes, mm-hmm. I had to be in a budget. I had mm-hmm. to.
Okay. What was the reaction of the people towards FDR's New Deal? When he was elected, how did the people respond, can you remember, to around here to his election?
Well, around here, they really liked what he was doing. I mean, a lot of people got jobs on that. The roads, what was the name of that?
PWA.
Yeah, mm-hmm. A lot of people worked like that that didn't have any jobs. And time seemed to pick up a little bit, so of course they liked him.
Do you remember his fireside chats?
Oh, yeah. He was so... Yes, everybody would remember those mm-hmm. that heard him, I think.
Did you have a radio?
Yes, we did have a radio. Mm-hmm.
Okay. How did people help one another out at this time?
Well, they helped out each other out on almost everything. I mean, if your neighbor didn't have anything, you shared it with him, what you had, mm-hmm. because things were so hard to get at that time. And in the gardens, if you had... They just shared an awful lot in those times, more than they do now.
Do you think that the neighborhood was more safe?
Oh, yes, than now? Mm-hmm. Oh, my, yes. Yeah. We used to go to bed and we didn't lock our doors or anything then.
Did you feel safe to walk the streets?
Oh, yes. I'd walk the streets many times after dark and you didn't think anything of it.
Mm-hmm. How did the churches help people out at this time at all? Can you remember?
Well, the churches had a pretty rough time too, but I think they helped as many as they could. Mm-hmm. They've always been like that, the churches have been. But they had a rough time too.
Yeah. Did you know any people that were unemployed at this time?
Almost everybody was unemployed. If they did have a job, it was maybe 1 or 2 days a week.
Mm-hmm. But for the most part, everybody was like in the same
lot.
Yeah,
there was an awful lot of people in this valley out of work.
What do people do with large families then? Since there wasn't food stamps and things like that, like we have today.
Mrs. Buell was very good to people like that. Mrs. Buell was wonderful. She used to start the children to school who didn't have any money and their fathers or mothers wasn't working, and she'd buy them a coat and a dress and a pair of shoes and just everything to start to school.
Mm-hmm.
And if a child, I knew of children that had boils or something and they needed oranges and things that they weren't getting, and she would see that they got those things. Mrs. Buell was like a godsend.
Mm-hmm. I see. Let's see. What kind of changes did the Chenango Valley go through at this time?
Well, there was a lot of men standing around on the street. I mean, you never went downtown when it was like it is now.
Mm-hmm.
There was just lines of men along the streets that didn't know what to do during the day, so they just stood along the streets. That was mm-hmm. one change, and of course the other change was that everybody was about alike. Nobody had any jobs.
Mm-hmm.
So
was West State Street paved?
Yes, it was.
It was paved?
Yes.
What other forms of transportation did you have?
Bus.
You had the bus?
Yeah. But not on West State Street. We
mm-hmm.
didn't ever have it up there. We had to walk from there down.
Downtown.
Yeah, but it wasn't very far.
Mm-hmm. Did they have a streetcar?
Yeah, yes, they did. Went out of Irvin Avenue and to the Sharon Steele and all the way to Sharpsville.
Mm-hmm.
And back. They had a streetcar.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Are there any other personalities that you remember at this time, like either in government, in the entertainment field, any ones that stand out in your mind?
Mrs. Roosevelt stood out in my mind a lot.
Mm-hmm.
She was a grand lady, I think. She had a lot to offer, I think.
Where did you first, come in contact with her?
Well, I didn't come in contact, just on the radio.
On the radio? She used to speak on the radio?
Yeah, and her children speak a lot about her. I mean, and there was a lot of things written about her that she was just a sweet person,
a good person. Did you get a newspaper? Was there a newspaper here in town?
Yes, if you could afford it, you got one.
Do you remember how much it was?
Oh my goodness, at that time, I think maybe 5 cents.
Okay. Looking back, would you consider these the good old days?
In a lot of ways I would, yeah. We never, like the children now doesn't know what to do with themselves. And we were never at a loss of anything to do. We always had things to do. I mean, we had sports, played tennis a lot.
Where'd you play tennis at?
In Windsor, mostly. After I come to New York, why I worked and went to school, and I didn't have that much time, but I played Windsor a lot. So, and then after we came to Sharon, I played up at the Buell Farm, too.
Oh, were there tennis courts at Buell Park
then? Yeah, there was
then?
Only, I think, one there then. You had to wait your turn.
Did they allow you to swim in the lake?
Or yes.
You could swim in Buell Lake?
Well, I think in 1932. No, I guess they didn't have a pool yet. But they did swim in the lake. Mm-hmm. I remember that.
Mm-hmm. Were there a lot of picnics up there?
Oh, yes, then there was. You'd go up there and picnic, and every Sunday it was packed up there because people went there a lot because it was nice on Sunday. You met a lot of your friends up there because people did that just to do something different.
Mm-hmm. How would you get up there?
Well, usually we all went in one car and it split the gas.
I see. Did you make any trips out of the valley during the Depression?
To my home in Meadville, but of course my father used to come and get us a lot to go up there. Because he was pretty fortunate. He had more work than my husband had.
Was he still, he remained a carpenter?
Yeah, a contractor. He became a contractor in Meadville and did all his own work there. And he did all right.
He had a car of his own?
Yes, and he'd come and get us.
Okay. Do you remember what kind of car?
Yes, it was a Hudson. They don't have those anymore.
How do you think you might have benefited living through this time?
I think there was a lot of ways that you benefited. The people had more feelings for each other, I think, and you were more concerned about other people. It wasn't a world that you just thought that you were the only person to take care of. You always could see something else to help somebody out. Or it was just a completely different world. I think people benefited a lot by it.
How did you learn how to stretch money?
Well, that came naturally. You just had to stretch it. You just had to do it. There was no other way. I mean, you got so much money and you had to get enough food that you could stretch through that. So if you couldn't stretch it, why? You just made things that, like bologna stew, a piece of bologna would last you for a long, long time because you'd have bologna stew till it would, you didn't even like the looks of it anymore.
What was in bologna stew?
Well, potatoes and onions and what you got out of the garden or what you had in the house.
Plus the bologna?
Plus the bologna. They put it all together and boiled it.
Was that about the cheapest
meat?
That
was about the hamburger was £3 for a dollar then, so we ate a lot of hamburger. When we had money to buy it, a dollar was hard to get then, so we didn't have too much hamburger, but when we could get it, we did.
What else would you have? Like, well, during the summer, you could depend upon your vegetables from the garden.
Yes, a lot. Uh-huh.
But in the wintertime, what would you do?
Well, in the wintertime, you baked your own bread. You didn't go to the store for bread, and you baked everything. You didn't go to the store to buy cookies or anything like that, because you were, you'd stretch your sugar far at Christmas time so you could make more cookies at Christmas. And you just learned to stretch things much farther than they went now.
I see. What about the clothing stores at this time? Downtown, there would be in downtown Sharon.
Yes.
How many were there?
Well, there was quite a few clothing stores down there. There was Penny's downtown, and there was Montgomery and Ward's, and there was Strauss's, and was always a sports store there at the, in the leather store, and men's clothing stores, and lady, like Cohen's, I think, have been there ever since I can remember. Gee. And some of the new Johnson Lairs and those have been there.
Mm-hmm.
They were there just as long as I can think back, mm-hmm. they were there.
What did you do for clothes? Did you make some?
My mother made a lot of my clothes then.
Mm-hmm.
She made everything. The only thing I had was what she made.
I see. So that was...
And sometimes you couldn't even afford to have them made, so you'd get a black dress for good, and you'd put different collars and cuffs on it when you went out.
Yeah, that'd be all right. What about shoes? Did you...
Shoes? Well, in the summer, we just didn't wear very many shoes, and in the winter, of course, we had to have a good pair of shoes, mm-hmm. you know. But we tried to stretch those, too.
What did you do when a member of your family got sick? Was there a doctor that would come around?
Oh, yeah. I mean, even in 1932 or 37, when I had my children, you went to the hospital to have your children
mm-hmm. there. Sharon General was there, the hospital.
And Dr. Fithy would come to the house if you needed him.
Mm-hmm.
That time.
Could you buy things on credit, like furniture, things at the grocery store?
Oh, yeah. For furniture, you had to buy it on credit. There was mm-hmm. no other way.
Where'd you buy your furniture at?
The first thing we ever bought was a living room set. And I think we got the whole living room set for $69, and there was a davenport and a chair and a table and an occasional chair. And lamps, there was just everything you needed for $69. And we paid that about, I think, $5 a week if we could afford it. If we didn't, mm-hmm. we'd put $2 a week on it.
I see.
And that's how we got it.
Well, did you have credit at the grocery stores?
Yeah, some of them, but we tried not to have credit at the grocery stores because that's too hard to get caught up on if you mm-hmm. get back in groceries. So we tried not to have very much. Once in a while, maybe just a few dollars, but very seldom did we have.
Do you remember, any bums or, I guess that they had an Erie gang that rode on the railroads.
Yes.
Do you remember those people?
Yes, I do. Yeah, they were very pitiful.
What did they look like?
Oh, my, they were real bad. I mean, they were even sick. They drank alcohol out of stores, you know, just plain alcohol.
Like whole grain alcohol.
Yeah, they drink... prescriptions, just anything. They were awful looking.
And these men were just unemployed.
Yes. Uh-huh.
That they rode the railroad. Did anybody take them in? Did they have special places for these people to stay?
I think that the only persons that would probably take them in probably would be the Salvation Army.
There was a Salvation Army then
in
town.
I think there was a Salvation Army in town then. But, They were just so, I think people would have helped them more if they could have got any place with them, but they were just so far gone that you couldn't.
Mm-hmm.
And they stole to buy their alcohol and stuff.
I see. I'll ask you this question because you did have, you had Billy, no not Billy, it'd be Sandy, in 1937, okay?
Yeah.
Do you think mothers today have it easier than you had it?
Oh, my, yes. Oh, there's a lot of difference.
Uh-huh.
Mothers in my day had to wash clothes, and they rinsed them from one tub to another, and they hung them all out in the line. You didn't have dryers.
Mm-hmm.
And, there's just so many things that's easier now. I mean, instead of sweeping with a broom your rugs and getting the place all dusty, they have vacuum cleaners now, and they have... real fast things like your ovens that
mm-hmm.
makes things real fast for you. And all that.
Do you think it was easier to raise kids at this time?
Yes, I don't think you had to worry so much about kids then as you do now because there wasn't so many things that they could get into like
mm-hmm.
they do now.
Mm-hmm.
There were things that they could get into, but not anything like now. so many of the young kids now in school drink and get on drugs and stuff like that. You didn't hear much of that when my kids were little.
When did you move from your first apartment?
Well, let's see, Billy was 4 years old, so he was born. I was married in 32, and I had Billy when I was 28 years old. I was 19 when I got married.
Yeah.
That's the year we moved over.
That'd be 42.
Yeah, about that.
1942. Where did you move?
Over to Newcastle Avenue.
Oh, okay.
And we had a six-room house over there.
You bought a house?
Yeah.
Okay. When did you own your first car? Was it after the Depression?
Oh, we never did have a car. In my first marriage, we never did have a car.
Okay.
Sam and I had a car.
Okay.
And I learned to drive.
Okay. How much was your grocery bill, like on a weekly basis during the Depression?
Oh, my goodness. A weekly basis? I would say about $5 or $7 a week.
Can you remember any of your utilities bills? Like you had electricity?
Oh, that would be around $3-$4. There wasn't anything like there is now.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it was all real low.
Did you have a telephone?
Not till after the Depression was over, but we had one then, I think.
Okay. Are there any events that stand out in your mind, like the stock market crash of 1929, things like
that?
Yeah,
my dad lost all his money at that time. That was something to remember. I mean, it was such a time in your life that you didn't know what was going to happen.
Mm-hmm. Were people just frightened?
Oh, yeah, everybody was, because your money was all gone. Did you save all your life? The banks just crashed and you didn't have any money.
Mm-hmm. And, like,
and you didn't know what you were going to do.
Mm-hmm. And your father did lose money.
He lost money. He did get some of it back, not all of it, but he got some of it back in the years it came when the banks opened up and got started.
Can you remember anything, any other events stand out in your mind?
Well, the war started in, wasn't it 42?
Mm-hmm.
The war started around that time, and I can always remember that, too.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember the election of Roosevelt, the first time he was elected?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was a big election. I remember all four of them, but do you know that he win all of them.
And did he stay popular in this area?
Yes, very popular in this area. He just stayed that way. Everybody, he was really held up like a king because they thought he... Yeah, the Depression got over after he took office, and so naturally he was given credit.
Mm-hmm. Did they have, like today, billboards and things like that during the election time, you know, promoting Roosevelt or...?
Some, not as many as they had now, but they had some, maybe not as big as they are
now.
They had some, yeah.
Okay, any other thing you'd like to add? Anything that you can remember?
Well, I don't know, except that people got a lot more exercise in. I think they were healthier than that.
Yeah. Better food.
Yeah, better food.
Not all the sugary stuff.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you very much.
Oh, you're welcome.